I don't know if you remember, man, but you and I did some interviews way in the beginning of your career long ago, and I still have that T-shirt that you gave me.
Yes.
And it's still hanging in my closet, my friend. I'm so glad to see how your career has turned around. I was at your show at Massey Hall. When you look at your career now and see how many people are, you know, taking your music and making it in anthems, how does that make you feel?
It's amazing. I mean, I don't set out to write anthems in that way. I honestly just been always focused on writing intimate and personal music, and it always somehow finds a way to translate to an audience that feels like it speaks for something grand and big, and you know, that's just the privilege of writing music, and you know.
And one more question for you, being here at the Grammys, what's the best thing for you about being here?
I love just running into old friends and you know, because everybody's busy and on the road and touring, and so you never really get to see them. And then the Grammys just become an excuse to just hang out with old friends.
Well, speaking of old friends, why is it that it's taking me so long, man, to get a chance to finally sit down and talk to you? You are elusive.
That's right. But hey, listen, I haven't forgotten. It's been a whirlwind since we first did our interview. But honestly, I always look back to those people who supported my music in the beginning in Canada.